This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie. And with us in the studio today is Sky Chick herself, Ramona Cox. Hello, Ramona.
Hello. Good to see you two again, 2025.
Oh, yes. Gosh.
You've been busy lately too, haven't you?
I have been very busy. I'm really excited. I've got my plane back. I got it back late last year. I've been flying, and I just came back. Actually, I came straight here from Idaho backcountry, where I was out for 3 weeks of air camping. So I'm started in Johnson Creek, which is the Ritz-Carlton, easy peasy, sort of, if you know what you're doing, and then went into the deep wilderness, Fish Lake, where it was probably as rough as it's ever been, and that's super remote. It's the kind of place that if you have a problem, don't think that you're going to be able to just call somebody. Right, it's a real problem if you're out there, unless you have Starlink. I brought Starlink this year.
Yay!
And I was actually able to help some people, because imagine being in the middle of the wilderness. Now, somebody may fly by. You might be able to radio them, but these trips are so rough. They'll say, I'm not landing there. I'm not going to come down and help you. You know, what do you need? Who do you want me to call? But
right. You
can't do anything yourself, so it's really important.
Uh-huh. These are strips you've never flown into before?
This is your
first trip?
No, I've flown into these strips before. My favorite is really the most remote, and it's a pretty rough strip. But there are grizzly bear, there are mountain lion and things out there.
That's actually two subjects. There's the flying, and then there's what you have to do when you're on the ground.
Exactly. I have one talk, it's on backcountry flying, right? So it's tips, things that you wouldn't consider. And then I have another talk that is on gear, both on Wednesday. One is 11:30 Wednesday in the forums. I think it's forum number 11.
11, right? Yes, and the other one is forum number 4.
Right after that is air camping gear in forum number 4. And okay. I've been air camping for over 20 years, and I test gear. And this year I've tested a lot more gear.
Well, it's evolving every time you turn around.
Right. The gear's getting better. Everything's getting easier. But I figured out refrigeration is a big deal, right? And you can bring a refrigerator, but if you do, then you're going to have some way to power it, whether it's a Honda generator, which I am proud to say, I'm in the 10th year that Honda has sponsored me. I mean, who else brings a full-size boat in their airplane and a motor? One of their, you know, a VF2.3 or
VF5. We were talking about flying boats earlier.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's what you ended up with. No,
almost.
Yeah. Well, I bring anything from a kayak to a 16-foot inflatable. And, of course, you know, I use their generator, the 1000. And I use the 2200 in my RV.
I was waiting for her to say ice machine, wet bar, jacuzzi.
Right.
I was going to say, she's bringing a 16-foot inflatable boat. What are you going to do, water ski with it?
Right. No, it's amazing for fishing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Provided you land somewhere where there's a lake or a stream or something.
Well, that's, I usually do. I'll land where there's a lake or a stream. And I've come up with a form of refrigeration that requires no mechanical device. Really, as long as you are near water, I have the perfect solution that I created.
Yeah, well, what temperature can you get?
It's cold.
Okay.
You know, up in the mountains, it's cold. Yeah,
right.
So that's, yeah, it's
you know,
definitely.
Dunking your six-pack in the mountain stream would cool it down. But
right, yeah.
Not
well, that's what they
cold.
Used to do.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, if you have to go get ice, it's a $200 ice run, right?
Well, that and try and find it. At
exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Plus, there's also the dangers associated with, well, not dangers, but risks associated with takeoffs and landings out of these strips, too.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's major risk. And it's interesting because the backcountry is getting kind of more crowded because so many people now are aware of it. I mean, when I started, 24 years ago, you really didn't see that many people back there. But now there's a lot more. And so you have to be a lot more aware of who's around, who's talking, what they're doing. And you know, hopefully they have a little bit of, you know, skill level and practice that they've done. Because some people think they see the beautiful movies and they think, oh, that looks easy, and it's not.
No, I can imagine.
Right?
Are you flying balloon tires on your airplane? Or are they?
No, I went to bigger tires. So now I'm using, instead of fives and sixes, six and eight.
It's still small.
It's small, but it's perfect for me.
Okay.
Right? I mean, because I'm not always flying backcountry. In fact, I moved to Arizona, and so it's too hot in the summer. So I plan on flying all summer, and then I'll be flying in the winter too. In fact, because my plane is firewall forward, I just got it back. I'm looking for a partner that's a snowbird. that lives in Arizona in the winter, because then they can use it all winter and then I'll use it in the summer.
Nice.
It'd be a good relationship.
You're not really a winter camper then?
I like winter, but I really like summer and I like the western states.
Okay.
Yeah, for the...
It's beautiful out in the western states.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm going to be giving the talks, right. And I have some really good prizes. It's not just swag. I've got some really good prizes that I'll be giving.
Okay.
And
guided tour of Arizona?
Yeah, there you go.
Well, Ramona, if people are interested in seeing your adventures, how are they going to keep up with you?
Well, skychick.com is my website. And then also on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Skychick Adventures. That's how people can reach me. And it's just Ramona@skychick.com. I mean, that's my email. It's
there you go.
Real easy,
easy enough to remember.
Yeah.
That refrigeration without mechanical assistance.
Well, I thought she was talking about a powered cooler like I just got.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
But no, she's got something much more down to earth.
Something a little simpler.
Evaporative cooling is a thing.
Yeah, you'll have to come to the talk. I mean, and also alerts. Even just, I figured out some new ways to be alerted. Because if you're sitting in your tent.
Okay, define alerts. I mean, my phone alerts me all the time, but that's not what we're talking about.
No. If you're in your, I'm in the tent and I hear things outside. Right. And so I have a number of different methodologies that I use that I can tell what's outside. And I want to know that, is it two legs, four legs, hooves, claws, what's out there? So I've come up
with all of the above.
All of the above. So I've come up with some new forms of alerts, because the last thing you want to do is be woken up by claws that are coming through the tent. You know, as long as you know what's going on, then you can, it'll help you prepare. I'm out there by myself.
I noticed on your checklist there's nothing about firearms.
Oh, of course.
Something big enough to stop a raging bear.
Right. Yeah, I usually am prepared.
Well, it
prepared.
Says here, says guns and ammunition. Below that, it says 40mm Bofors gun preferred.
No.
It says the automated machine gun turret from the portal.
Yeah. A B-17 chin turret on her airplane.
Yeah. No, one sitting outside the tent on a little pedestal, and it just tracks. And
there you go. Even a net for bugs. This was the buggiest year, and so I found the perfect net that you can actually sit underneath, and it sounds, that's kind of crazy. No, not when your head looks like a beehive of mosquitoes.
Yep.
I literally, when I landed, within 30 minutes, I probably had 10 bites on the back of my neck, and I found 2 ticks. This is serious stuff.
Yeah, that's
and
something you got to pay attention to.
Yeah, tick remover, the right stuff to use, be aware, know how to check for yourself for that. I mean, it's rough territory, and it's not everybody's bailiwick, right? It's like 20 years of this, and so I think I've learned a lot. Yeah, I've learned what the necessities are, the tips, things people wouldn't even think about, right? Even if you're landing and you're landing over water, right? They're not thinking about the cooling air. They're not, sometimes, like Johnson Creek, you're landing with a tailwind. It's part of the
deal.
That's
not fun.
No, and you really, really, really have to know technique. And there are places, Fish Lake, you would never take off.
Well, now
tailwind.
Let's talk about your airplane here for a second. Mm-hmm. You're flying a Turbo 206.
Right.
And you were saying you're carrying how many pounds of gear on this?
Right now, I'll be out for the whole summer, right? So here's the difference. People go out for a week and they think, gosh, you have a lot of gear. Imagine if you left and you were going to be out for 3 months, everything from freezing temperatures to hot temperatures to places with lake. I'm going to the gala. I've got high heels and an evening gown. Right?
Yeah.
So, I have to have everything for months. And so I can carry...
That's a lot of laundry.
It is.
There you go.
That was my next question. Where do you do laundry?
I usually wait till I get to some place that I can go in and actually
you
do
program
it.
Program in laundry stops.
Yeah, I'll program that in somewhere. I'm sort of trying to sit there,
Yeah, with 2 rocks on his bar of soap.
Yeah,
out in the stream next to her cooler.
Right. Yeah, so I can carry, in a 206, it's the SUV of the sky. So I can carry a 1,000 pounds of gear plus 80 gallons of fuel. So
now,
I can carry a lot.
That take you right up to max gross?
That would be max gross if I have that.
Then if I'm at a high mountain strip that's short, max gross might not be a good choice.
I weigh under 100. I weigh like 98, and I have probably 700 pounds of gear with me. I mean, I'm testing gear.
So you brought extra stuff that you wouldn't necessarily
Exactly. I'm testing gear. It's all about where you put it, weight and balance, all that.
Your criteria for this is a piece of gear I would want to use, has that changed over the years?
Oh, absolutely. It continually changes, and it changed a lot this year because I was testing more gear, testing more products, and there'll be things that I'll be talking about in my seminars.
What works and what doesn't work?
Best
lipstick for backcountry landings.
It's none.
I was thinking the best bear repellent because that's high priority item.
Actually, it's something I'm talking about because there's a difference in bear repellents. And so that'll be something I'll be talking about.
Real
too.
Quick, your talks are Wednesday at 11:30 in Forum 11.
11:30. One is at 11:30. That's backcountry flying, and then at 1 o'clock is air camping gear essentials
in Forum Tent 4. I want to thank you for joining us, Ramona.
Thank you
it's
so
always
much.
Fun to have you. I'm Digital Dave,
and I'm Fast Eddie, and this is EAA Radio.